Hello guys, welcome to this episode. Okay, last night, let me tell you a story that is real. Last night, we were at a party or banquet, something like that. And then I was scrolling on the internet and I was searching about public speaking. And I found Brian Tracy's website. And then in his website, I found almost 10 or 20 articles about public speaking tips and something like that. And I decided to together start reading his articles. I got this idea from AJ Hook. I love this. And I told myself, yes, get started. Okay, let me see. Let's get started and read this article. How to become a public speaker, tips to get started and grow your speaking career. Okay, I wanna write tips of this article in one note. And then when I have read these articles, 10 or 20 articles, I want to make a blog post on my blog and write these tips in Persian in there or on there, I don't know. Okay, how to become a public speaker, tips to get started and grow your speaking career. Okay, did you know, I read this article, in the name of God. Did you know that anyone can learn how to become a professional speaker? I've spoken in 75 countries around the world over the past 40 years, and I've been translated into different languages by 50 professional interpreters. But believe it or not, there was a time when I didn't know how to speak to large crowds. In fact, I used to be nervous when I spoke to the smallest of groups. I say you something in parentheses. I haven't read this article before, and this is my first time. Okay, yeah. You wouldn't know that today, and that's because I learned how to become a public speaker. I worked hard to perfect the art of public speaking. I got the experience I needed to feel confident as a public speaker and to speak around the world. Okay, perfect. You know, I have lingos on my Windows, and when I select a word, it shows me the Persian meaning of the word. Okay. Now, I'm ready to pass the reins to you and teach you how to become a motivational speaker or a public speaker who can earn profits from any event. Let's get started. Okay, pass the reins, R-E-I-N, rein, yeah, means afsar. Okay. Okay, how to start public speaking career. Breaking into professional public speaking might seem like a daunting task. Daunting. Let's see. Daunting. Okay. Let me add speech while translating. Okay.
Don't.
Yeah. Wrong character. Breaking into professional public speaking might seem like a daunting task, but by following a few key strategies, you can both start and sustain your public speaking business. Sustain. Okay, means to fortify. Okay, here's how to become a public speaker. Okay, let me increase the volume. Okay, number one, define your area of expertise. Expertise means specialty. Yeah, something you want to teach, okay? Define your area of expertise. What are you good at? What are you passionate about? What unique perspective do you have to offer? These are the questions you need to answer to figure out so you can zero in on what you'll talk about as a motivational speaker. You can zero in.
Zero
means maybe something like starting. Okay. For example, maybe you studied marketing in school. That would give you the knowledge and expertise needed to speak about marketing. If you want to niche down even further, think about other areas where you have experience. Maybe you've worked in a fitness industry. Could you speak about marketing for gyms and fitness brands? Give it a shot. Give it a shot is an idiom, means try it. Give it a shot or give it a try. Try your hand at it. Yeah, these are synonyms for this idiom. Give it a shot. If that topic ends up being too narrow, you can always broaden the lens later. Okay. Lens.
Lens.
Okay. In this paragraph, or the first tip, he says, define your area of expertise. As I told you, expertise means the area that you want to work or teach in this section. he's saying that you should define a career, you should define an area that you love it or you have experience. And yeah, and the first thing is you should define your area that you have experience or you are passionate about it or you're good at it and something like that. So I wanna write summary of this section. So at first we should define. I'm typing on OneNote or in OneNote. Yeah. Define your area that you want to teach. Your area should be something that you love or that you are passionate, you're passionate about it, or you have experience, or you are good at it. Okay, define your area that you want to teach. Your area should be something that you are passionate about it, or something that you are passionate about or you have experience or you are good at it. Okay. Passionate. Okay. This is the summary of the first tip. Okay.
Want to find your area of expertise.
My goodness sake!
What are you good at? What unique perspective do you...
My goodness sake. Okay. okay. Define your area of expertise. Expertise. Okay. Number two. Identify your target audience. Once you figure out what you want to say, you'll be able to pinpoint who would benefit from hearing your speech. What age are the people who need to hear your message? What's their career? Where do they live? Define your target audience. Defining your target audience will also help you determine what examples you should use to communicate your points most effectively. And when you know your audience, you'll also be able to figure out where to find them, such as marketing conference or another industry event. Okay. In this paragraph, Brian Tracy says, identify your target audience. Once you figure out what you want to say, you'll be able to pinpoint who would benefit from hearing your speech. What age are the people who need to hear your message? What's their career? Where do they live? Okay, he says you should define your audience. You should identify who will listen to you. Okay, for example, in my career, I have decided, or I made up my mind to talk about finding life purpose and going through a work that you love, and I want to help. I want to help juveniles or teenagers. Yeah, teenagers to find their life's purpose. Yeah, and for example, for myself, my audience are my audience is or are. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, young people. Yeah. My young people. Young people are my audience. Yeah. And so the next. Step is identifying your target audience. Defining your target audience. I read this paragraph for second time. Defining your target audience will also help you determine what examples you should use to communicate your points most effectively. Yeah, he's right. For example, my audience are teenagers and young people. And when I know who are my audience, I will customize my examples. For example, I talk about, for example, Instagram or something like that. For example, if my audience are parents that are old, or they are, for example, they were born in, for example, 1955. They are right now old people, and I shouldn't say something like Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and so on, because they don't realize or understand my speech. Okay, so this is great. Defining your target audience will also help you determine what examples you should use to communicate your points most effectively. And when you know your audience, you'll also be able to figure out where to find them, such as marketing conference or another industry event. And this is another benefit of knowing your audience. He says you'll also be able to figure out where to find them. For example, I say, for example, my audience are in schools or something like that. And this helps me to find them. Yeah, so the second step is identify your target audience. Let me write the summary of this section. Okay. You should, let's say, my goodness sake, I'm working with OneNote and I don't know how to use it. Sorry about that. Okay. My goodness sake. Okay. Define. I write the summary of this section. Define your audience, because this helps you to know what examples you should tell them. You should tell them and where to find them. Okay, so the second part or the second point is define your audience, because this helps you to know what examples you should tell them and where to find them. Okay. Pinpoint. Pinpoint means point. Okay. Yeah. The third step is gain public speaking skills. Okay. You know, let me see this to you. I'm crazy about this this career, public speaking and something like that. And I love to be effective. I love to I don't know how to say this. I love to have effect on people's life. And this is my dream that will definitely come true. Yeah. Okay. gain public speaking skills. Let me see. This is recording. This recording. This is recording, something like that. Okay, great. Gain public speaking skills. Okay. Knowing what to say in your speech is important, but knowing how to communicate effectively is essential too. Invest some serious time and energy into improving your public speaking skills. Learning from talented public speakers is always beneficial, because those speakers have first-hand experience to share. You might consider taking public speaking classes too. A course is an excellent way to improve your communication skills and help overcome any nervous you might be feeling. This is an important step in developing your unique public speaking voice. However, you decide to brush up on these skills, don't forget to practice. However, you decide to brush up. I don't know what does brush up mean. Brush up means remember. However, you decide to brush up on these skills, don't forget to practice. This is the best way to ensure your public speaking skills will grab your audience's attention. Okay. In the third step, Brian says you should have public speaking skills that he suggests to participate or taking part in public speaking classes or practice or learning from talented public speakers and something like that. So let's write the third summary. Gain public speaking skills from taking part in public speaking classes or learn from talented, or I say professional, learn from professional speakers yeah, gain public speaking skills from taking part in public speaking classes or learn from professional speakers. Okay, this is the yeah, this is the third step of becoming a public speaker. Okay, number four, learn the art of speech writing. Okay, now that you know who your audience is, let me say, audience is or are. It says, I wanna see the differences between audiences is and audiences are. Google says, if you view the audience as a single unit, use is. For example, the audience is excited. This approach treats the audience as one entity. However, if you're focusing on the individual members within the group, opt for R. If you're focusing on the individual members. Okay, in my opinion, it doesn't have any differences. Okay, learn the art of speech writing. Now that you know who your audience is and have established strong public speaking skills, it's time to perfect the art of writing your speech so you can wow your crowd. Wow, W-O-W. Wow means to excite people, yeah. You can generally think of speeches as having three sections: the introduction, the body, and the conclusion. Start with a strong introduction. You might choose to start your speech by thanking the people who organized the event, quoting well-known industry leaders, asking a question, telling a story, or doing something else entirely. Yeah, it gives me good opinions and ideas. Once you've covered all of your key points, it's time to end your speech with a bang. What does a bang mean? With a bang? Bang means something like umbrella. Yeah. And your speech with a bang. Okay. Again, there are several ways to, you can go here based on your particular speech and the audience you're giving it to. It's always a good idea to summarize your key points and include a call to action. Okay. Whatever that looks like for you, make sure to leave your audience with something to remember. This will make your speeches effective as you learn how to become a public speaker. In this section, or in this paragraph, I learned so many things, so let's read it again carefully. Learn the art of speech writing. Now that you know who your audience is and have established strong public speaking skills, it's time to perfect the art of writing your speech so you can wow your crowd. Okay, it says you should have speech writing. You should write something like introduction, the body, and the conclusion for your speech. It's time to perfect. Yeah. You can generally think of speeches as having three sections: the introduction, the body, and the conclusion. Start with a strong introduction. You might choose to start your speech by thanking the people who organized the event, quoting well-known industry leaders, asking a question, telling a story, or doing something else entirely. Okay, you know, I myself don't agree with writing a transcript for your speech, because I believe that our speech should come from our our heart. You know, we shouldn't write something. I also heard this from AJ Hook, that he said never ever write transcript or speech writing for your speech, because this is absolutely wrong. You should talk from your heart, okay? So I ignored this part that says you can generally think of speeches as having three sections: the introduction, the body, and the conclusion. But this is, I highlight this, start with a strong introduction. Okay, I copied this and pasted it here in OneNote. Okay, OneNote is a great app, really. Okay, remove link. Okay, start with a strong introduction. You might choose to start your speech. Let's see. Okay, 16. Start your speech. Okay, start with a strong introduction. You might choose to start your speech by thanking the people who organized the event, quoting well-known industry leaders, asking a question, telling a story, or doing something else entirely. You know, I agree with telling story or asking a question. I think this is, these are great. Asking a question or telling a story. Both of them are good. Okay. Once you've drink. Okay. Thanks, God. Once you've covered all of your key points, it's time to end your speech with a bang. Again, there are several ways you can go here based on your particular speech and the audience you're giving it to. It's always a good idea to summarize your key points and include a call to action. Yeah, this is great. It's always a good idea. Okay, I copied this also. I also copied this and pasted it here. Okay. It's always in the end, do this. Okay. Let me use from emojis. My goodness sake, it doesn't work. Work. As AJ Hook says. Okay, yeah, it worked. Okay. Okay. In the end, and in the beginning. Okay. I copied this emoji and pasted it here. Okay. In the beginning and in the end. Okay, in the end, it's always a good idea to summarize your key points and include a call to action. Call to action means, for example, you introduce your products or your, I don't know, books and something like that. Okay, you want your audience to do something. Okay, yeah. And whatever that looks like for you, make sure to leave your audience with something to remember. This will make your speeches effective as you learn how to become a public speaker. Okay, in this paragraph, Brian says, at the end of the speech or at the end of the seminar or, I don't know, webinar, say something that your audience remember it later. He says this will make your speeches effective as you learn how to become a public speaker. Okay, whatever that looks like for you, make sure to I copied this section. Make sure to leave your audience with something to remember. Remember. Yeah, remember. Make sure to leave your audience with something to remember. Yes. On my eyes. Okay. Great. And let's move on. Number 5. Create a professional presence online. Presence means... Yeah, okay. Create a professional presence online. Let's see what is it. Okay. What it is. When it comes to becoming a motivational speaker, motivational means someone who gives energy. Okay, motivational speaker, a strong online presence is essential. As soon as people receive your pitch, they're going to open their computer and check you out online. So give them something good to find. Okay, as soon as people receive your pitch, what does pitch mean? Pitch means your voice. Yeah. As soon as people receive your pitch, they're going to open their computer and check you out online. So give them something good to find. Make sure you have a nice website that showcases. What is it? Showcase. Oh, showcase means to exhibit. Okay. Make sure you have a nice website that showcases your personal brand and clearly explains what you do. You'll also want to be active on multiple social media platforms such as Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and TikTok. If you really want to prove, the value you have to bring, start creating content that showcases your expertise or even your public speaking skills. Educational blog posts or videos are a great way to show that you know what you're talking about. Oh my goodness sake. Producing high quality content for the web can sway people. Sway. What does sway mean? Sway. Sway means to persuade. Can sway people into deciding to work with you. This is great. Those blog posts and videos serve as tangible proof that you're one of the best motivational speakers out there. Tangible means visible. Yeah, tangible. And helping you along the way as you work toward becoming a public speaker. Okay, this section is also important. Let's read it again. Okay. Thanks God for this time. Okay. Number 5. Create a professional presence online. When it comes to becoming a motivational speaker, strong online presence is essential. As soon as people receive your pitch, they're going to open their computer and check you out online. So give them something good to find. So we can summarize this section that you should be active on the internet. Internet, yeah, you should be active on the internet and have a nice website. Okay. Great. Make sure you have a nice website that showcases your personal brand and clearly explains what you do. You'll also want to be active on multiple social media platforms such as Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and TikTok. You know, I myself don't agree with this sentence that says you'll also want to be active on multiple social media platforms. I don't like this, and I don't agree with this claim that we should be active on multiple social media platforms. No, I prefer to work on my website. This is great because I can gather people to one place, and this is great. Website, in my opinion, website is far better. Is far better to social medias. Okay, if you really want to prove the value you have to bring, start creating content that showcases your expertise or even your public speaking skills. Educational blog posts or videos are a great way to show that you know what you're talking about. Producing high quality content for the web can sway people into deciding to work with you. Those blog posts and videos serve as tangible proof that you are one of the best motivational speakers out there, helping you along the way as you work toward becoming a public speaker. Okay, I copied this and the previous paragraph. And I copy this and paste it here. Okay, Brian says, if you really want to prove the value you have to bring, start creating content that showcases your expertise or even your public speaking skills. Educational blog posts or videos are a great way to show that you know what you're talking about. Producing high-quality content for the web can sway people into deciding to work with you. Okay, in this part or in this section, number 5, create a professional presence online, Brian says you should be active on the internet. You should have a nice resume on your website. And then you should create content in your website or on your website, I don't know, let's search in or on your website. On a website. You should create blog posts on your website and share them there. And because this helps your audience to, how can I say this? Let me search this. To trust you or rely on you, and they can, when they trust you, they can buy your products and something like that. Okay. How to book your first public speaking gig? What does gig mean? Gig means... gig? I don't know. Speaking gig, I don't know. Booking your first speaking gig can seem like a difficult task, but the good news, once you get this one under your belt, you'll feel much more confident and capable of moving forward. For the first speaking engagement, you might need to be willing to speak for free or at a reduced cost. But as you gain experience with subsequent engagements, your rate can and should rise. Here are a few key tips for that all important first gig. Here is a video and I can't play it. Okay. He says, booking your first speaking gig can seem like a difficult task, but the good news, once you get this one under your belt, get something or have something under one's belt means to experience this, okay? Once you gain, yeah, where is it? Yeah, once you get this under your belt, you'll feel much more confident and capable of moving forward. Okay, for the first speaking engagement, let's say, something like busyness, okay, engagement, you might need to be willing to speak for free or at a reduced cost, but as you gain experience with subsequent engagements, subsequent means forthcoming engagements. Forthcoming means some things that come towards you. Your rate, but as you gain experience with subsequent engagements, your rate can and should rise. Here are a few key tips for that all important first gig. Okay, so we should talk for free, for example, holding seminars for free, and in the long run our worth in public speaking arises, and we can take money from people and something like that. Okay. Avoid cold calling. Cold calling is a waste of time when you're just starting out. Strangers aren't going to hire you, especially if you don't have any experience yet. It's more important to focus on building your network and creating personal connections with people who might hire you in the future. Plus, you will be much more nervous speaking to people during a cold call versus the connections you make. Cold calling. Okay. Let's read this paragraph again. Cold calling is a waste of time when you're just starting out. Strangers aren't going to hire you, especially if you don't have any experience yet. It's more important to focus on building your network and creating personal connections with people who might hire you in the future. Plus, you will be much more nervous speaking to people during a cold call versus the connections you make. Simply talking about your new career as a public speaking can be hugely helpful both now and down the road. You never know who has connections and who might need a speaker. Share with your friends, family, and coworkers that you are looking for a speaking gig. Let me add this. Gig means concert. Yeah. Okay. You can also attend industry-specific events to focus on networking. Oh. And if you take a public speaking course, connecting with the teacher and your fellow students is a smart idea too. So in this paragraph or in this section, Brian says, at first, many people don't know you and you should... Let me read this again. You never know. He says you should tell your family or your friends or your coworkers and something like that, and that you're looking for a speaking gig. Gig means concert. It's somewhere that you want to speak in there. And he also says you can attend public speaking classes to make connections with teacher and the students in there. Start with local events. Chances are there are dozens of speaking opportunities available in your town or the surrounding area. Local events might not seem glamorous or exciting. Glamorous means intriguing or fascinating. Local events might not seem glamorous or exciting, but they'll help you gain the credibility you need to slowly grow your career. Credibility. Validity. Okay. Try looking for local events or conferences and pitching your speaking services to them. You won't be able to jump into nationwide events right away. But if you start building now with a small local venues, you'll be able to speak at larger and larger events over time as you learn how to become a public speaker. Okay, my goodness sake, it doesn't finish. Okay. Attend networking engagements. Meeting new people in person opens up huge opportunities for collaboration. How can you find these opportunities as you learn how to become a motivational speaker? Run a quick Google search for networking events near me and see what comes up. You can also ask around in industry, Facebook or LinkedIn groups to see what sort of events your peers frequent. Mm-hmm. Your peer means your buddies, your friends. Sites such as Eventbrite. Sites such as Eventbrite have helpful search functions where you can find even more events in your area. After you find an event to attend, remember to follow up with anyone you spoke to. This is a good way to sustain the relationship and potentially get motivational speaking engagements down the road. What is down the road? In the future. Down the road means in the future. Okay, great. Have a realistic expectations. Okay. You might have to reach out to multiple places regarding a speaking engagement before you get a yes. And that's okay. Don't lose your motivation. Have perseverance. Perseverance means willpower or... how can I say this? Perseverance. Consistency. Yeah. Have perseverance and keep piercing speaking gigs, contacting anyone who seem like a good fit. Okay. Keep piercing. Purse means to follow.
Pursue.
Contact anyone who seems like a good fit. Okay. What is like a good fit? It is typically used to describe a situation or circumstance that is suitable or appropriate for a certain person, place, or a situation that is suitable. Okay, like a good fit means a situation or circumstance that is appropriate for a person, place, or thing. Okay, I got the idea. Okay, it's also important to keep in mind that your first speaking engagement might not be a paid engagement, and that's okay too. You may have to speak for free several times before you land a paid gig. Land. Land maybe means... land. Land. Land means... something like hold. I don't know. Yeah. Remember, doing small unpaid engagements is okay. It's okay for now, because the small engagements will lead to more opportunities down the road. Down the road means in the future. You're building the blocks of your speaking career, and once you nail down your first speaking gig, things will get easier and easier from then on. Okay, once you nail down. Okay, what is nail down? Nail down. Okay. What is nail down? Nail down. To make something such as victory certain to happen. Oh, nail down. For example, I say I nail down my dream. It means to make something certain to happen. They need to score another touchdown to nail down the victory. Nail down means to make certain to happen. Okay. And once you nail down your first speaking gig, nail down means to make certain to happen. Yeah, to make certain to happen. He says you hold your, for example, seminar or your speech. Okay, and once you nail down your first speaking gig, things will get easier and easier from then on. Okay, how to make a career as a public speaker? Once you gain confidence after a few successful speaking engagements under your belt, you'll find more and more doors opening up. The key is to keep seeking out opportunities, doing the best job you can, and then asking what comes next. Don't say stagnant. The best motivation speakers always keep moving forward. Don't stay stagnant. Stagnant means someone or something that doesn't move. Okay, he says go and continue your way, and the good things will come. Okay. Learn how to negotiate your speaking fee. The process of negotiating your speaking fee might seem intimidating. Intimidating means something like frightening. Okay, intimidating. Here's what I suggest. First, do some research. Talk to your talented public speakers to figure out what they earn. And this can help you fix a specific number in your mind. Don't accept the first number you've offered for a motivational speaking gig. Ask for some time to think it over. Most people actually have a range in mind when they offer you a certain fee, whereas they probably want to pay you the lowest amount in that range. However, your goal is to get the highest. Okay. Use a technique called bracketing to ask for a rate that's slightly higher. requesting a rate that's between 110% and 130% percent of the amount you're offered. This increases the chance you'll get paid the amount you want. He says use a technique called bracketing. Bracketing. Bracket. Bracketing. Use a technique called bracketing. Let me search this. Bracket. Okay. Bracket. Use a technique called bracketing to ask for a rate that's slightly higher. Okay. He says when you want to get paid because of your speech, we will pay you $200 or $3 million. He says don't accept the amount they say or they suggest. You should slightly say higher amounts. Okay. And yeah, never stop prompting your speaking services. If you want to become a successful motivational speaker, you aren't going to automatically achieve that goal overnight. It's essential to continue strategically marketing yourself, just like you would do for any other business. You aren't going to overnight. Overnight means in a day. Yeah. What does that look like? Networking and word of mouth referrals will continue to play a huge part long term. Social media is very effective too. Networking and word of mouth. Word of mouth? Does it mean? Oh, word of mouth. Okay, I got it. It means some people say something to each other. Okay, we have a proverb in Persian that says one crow 40 crew. Okay. It means one crow says something and other crows will figure it out. Yeah. And remember, you create a professionally designed website where you can direct your social media followers so they can learn more about the public speaking services you offer. Okay. Okay. In this section, Brian says, don't hurry to make money overnight. You should network yourself and you should market yourself down the road. And during the time, you will get more money. Yeah, referral means... Oh, referral.
Referral.
It comes from refer, yeah. Network and word of mouth referrals. Roger. Okay, referral mouth. Okay. Okay, master the art of selling from the stage. To learn how to become a motivational speaker, you need to know how to promote yourself. Promote. Okay. Your self-promotion should be relevant to the event, your audience, and what you're talking about. Whatever you're prompting should also be something that brings real value to your audience. For example, if you wrote a book, that your audience would like, take a copy up on stage with you and find a moment to show it to the audience. If you've created a tool that solves a problem you're talking about in your speech, mention that tool. At the end of your speech, briefly talk about your company and tell people how they can get in touch with you. These are a few ways you can promote yourself and boost your overall income without coming across as someone who is only interested in making a sale. Okay. Brian says, when you're on the stage, you can, for example, hold one of your books in your hand or on your hand, and you can talk about that book to your audience, and, for example, suggest them to buy it and something like that. My goodness sake, I got tired. Find ways to monetize after the speech. Monetize means making money. Okay, to come home with as much revenue as possible. Think past the event itself, such as a TED Talk, and find ways to monetize after your speech. How can you upsell your audience? Upsell? High selling. Okay. How can you upsell your audience? Find ways to bring more value to your audience, and you'll walk away with more money. For example, if you have permission from the event organizers, maybe you can sell a recording of the event. Motivational speakers on YouTube are also popular. Try uploading your speech there. You might also want to create a workbook or course that gives audience members strategies they can use as they put your advice into practice. In addition, consider dividing deeper and offering a workshop or some type of extended training based on the topic of your speech. Brian says marketing skills in this section. Find ways to monetize after the speech. He says, to come home with as much revenue as possible, think past the event itself, such as TED Talk, and find ways to monetize after your speech. He says, when you hold your seminar, after that seminar, you can also make money. How? By selling the seminar's video or the webinar's video, and you can, for example, if you are talking about, I don't know, procrastination, and if you have a course about this issue on your website, you can introduce that course to your audience and say, this is extended version of our speech, and if you're passionate about this issue, you can check it out. Something like that. Workbook. Okay, this is great. Strategy. Okay, by the grace of God, it is finishing. Continue improving your public speaking skills. Always keep improving your skills and learning new techniques. Keep improving and learning new techniques. There will never be a time when you've learned everything there's to know about how to become a motivational speaker. You can always learn more Focusing on continued education is the best thing you can do for your career. Unlock the power of persuasion. Persuasion means to persuade or convince someone. Talk someone into something. Okay, to say something, to say someone to do something. Okay, unlock the power of persuasion and master the art of public speaking with my exclusive 5-minute speech formula. Start captivating your audience today. Exclusive means unique. Start captivating, captivate. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we finished this article. Excellent to ourselves. And yeah, this is great. So we learned some good points. Avoid cold calling, start with local events, attend networking engagements, have realistic expectations. Learn how to negotiate your speaking fee. Never stop promoting your speaking services. Okay. And master the art of selling from the stage. Okay, find ways to monetize after the speech. Okay, continue improving your public speaking skills. And yeah, that's it. We finished this article and I took notes of this. This article. Okay. Great. This is great. Thanks God, we learned so many good things. And yeah, thanks God because of this microphone. Thanks God because of this laptop. Thanks God because of my tongue. Thanks God because of thanks God because we have home or house. I don't know. Let's see the differences between home and house. Home vs house. House refers to a building in which someone lives. In contrast, a home can refer either to a building or any location that a person thinks of as a place where she lives and that belongs to her. Okay. Okay, okay. House means just building, but home is like a home can be like apartment or tent or boat or an underground cave. Okay, house and home. Okay, this is great, and I hope this episode is useful for you. We talked for, my goodness sake, we talked for 1 hour and let's see, 1 hour and 9 minutes. Yeah, and yeah, this is great. And we also improved our speaking skill or listening skill. Yeah, this is great. Thanks guy for listening, and goodbye until reading the next or another article from Brian Tracy about public speaking. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now.